flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: if I don't do it, he will leave me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 29 and my husband is 30, and we got married 4 months ago. Our wedding was one for the books, and he was perfect until 2 months ago when he tried to have sex with me 3 times in one day. After he proposed, I spoiled him more, and we started having sex once a day. That was great, and we learned a lot about each other sexually, but I was terrified because we are not ready to be parents yet. After the wedding, he expected sex morning and night daily. I tried to keep up, but I had anxiety over not being on any birth control and his refusal to use protection. He said he didn't care about having a house full of kids, but there's no way we can have a baby with our current current salaries. Things got so bad that he started taking my clothes off as soon as I got in from work. I'm worried about getting pregnant, so I cannot concentrate what's going on. Luckily for me and my sanity, our lease was up, so I have been staying with my mother for the past 2 weeks, and he's been staying with his mom. My mom lectured me about not staying with my husband for 2 weeks, but I told her I need a break. She has always advised me to give it up when he wants it and wherever he wants it. She said that's how she was married for 29 years. I decided to tell my husband exactly how I'm feeling. His response was just like my mom's. He said that as his wife, I'm supposed to please him, and if I don't enjoy sex like he does, then we don't need to stay married. I don't like how he said that to me, but I get it. I'm willing to compromise with him, but if I fall short on the amount of sex he gets, will he cheat? Am I a newlywed fool?
Wow.
I don't think you're a newlywed fool, but you are a newlywed and there are adjustments to be made. You guys have only been married 4 months and, you know, you got to kind of learn each other. And by the way, you are his wife and not his property. It's not just what he says goes. You have a say in this marriage and the sex and all of that, just like he does. But instead, you're running from him because he wants sex 3 times a day, or at least morning and night, and you're not always with that. It's your body, and he does not own you just because you're married to him. You are right to be concerned about getting pregnant if you're not ready, and especially if you guys can't afford it. Your husband is controlling in this situation. He's not considering you or your feelings and why you feel the way you do. But here is the question. Is the only reason you're running from his constant sexual demands, is it because you're not on birth control? control, and he won't help by using protection himself. Now, that's where compromise comes in. You guys got to try and work these things out. Why should the birth control be just on you? He could wear condoms. I know he said he wasn't, but he should. If you guys aren't ready to get pregnant yet, you guys are newlyweds. I would hate to see you break up over this sex thing. I really would, because he wants more than you do. So I think you should please leave your mom's house so you and your husband can have a serious talk about the status of your 4-month marriage. It's just not looking good right now. This whole marriage between you guys is not looking good. Steve?
The subject is, if I don't do it, he will leave me. My answer to this letter is, he gone. It's hard to pick which bump to talk to you about, but the bump you don't want to discuss is having a baby.
The baby
there was
bump.
A bump up in sex. See, here what happened. They had a wedding. She 29, he 30. They had a wedding that was won for the book, she say. But staying started after 2 months ago. Now, what happened was, see, after he proposed, she said, I spoiled him more. And we started having sex once a day. See, once she got the ring and a commitment, she said, let me lock it in by spoiling him more. All right? So the spoil game went in. Now they get married. He's expecting that same spoiling to continue. As a matter of fact, he picking up the pace. He wanted morning, night, afternoon. Now, and she said that was great because they learned a lot about each other sexually and everything. But after the wedding, he wanted it daily. She said, I tried to keep up, but I had anxiety over not being on birth control and his refusal to use protection. I don't even know how we having this discussion after the marriage.
Right.
All this birth control and protection, all that should have been covered. If y'all having sex once a day, y'all ain't had this conversation nowhere. And then you not on birth control. And then he won't use a condom. I thought, excuse me, was after you married, I thought most married people I know have unprotected sex. That's most people I know. But due to birth control, somebody's got to practice some type of birth control measure.
Right.
Should it always be on the woman? Absolutely not. So it should be on him, but he don't want to wear that. And now y'all got a problem. But then he told you, I don't care about having a house full of kids. Everybody say that to have sex.
Hang on.
Yeah, Steve, homie, till right you there. Get a house full of kids. I'm telling you.
Right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up on today's Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is, if I don't do it, he will leave me. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, if I don't do it, he will leave me.
This letter is just about a woman and a man that's married. She 29, he 30, and they have a difference of opinion on how much sex to have. After the man proposed to her, she picked the pace up, and they was having sex daily. After they got married, he wanted morning and night. She's having some anxiety over it because she don't want to get pregnant, and because of their salaries, she don't think this is the right time. He done said just to have sex, I don't care if we have a house full of kids. Well, homie, that's a nice statement to make, but he even had a TV show that said 8 is enough. I have a saying, if you got 4, why would you want more? We could do that TV show. Then there's a new series coming out called 2 is Plenty. And then there's the mega hit show that's coming out. I don't want the ones I got. So, you know, it's a lot
that's
can
really
go on
hit.
In here. So now, she started having anxiety over this. But they don't want to have babies. Now, here's the thing where it took a turn. Things got so bad, he started taking my clothes off as soon as I got in from work.
Ooh.
Damn, you can do that?
Can I get a break?
I had to read that line 5 or 6 times.
Really?
He started taking my clothes off as soon as I got in from work. You can do that? You can go over to your wife and just take her clothes off. What?
He's too controlling.
Wait a minute, hold up, dog. You can just walk up to your wife and start taking her clothes off.
She didn't even put her purse down yet. Take her.
What is Mary Jack? It's every dude listening to this going, what? Luckily for me and my sanity, our lease was up, so I've been staying with my mama for the past 2 weeks, and he's been staying with his mom. My mom lectured me about not staying with my husband for 2 weeks, but I told her I need a break. She's always advised me give it up whenever he want it, wherever he want it. She said that's how she was married for 29 years.
Wow.
Give it up whenever and wherever he want it. Where is on, this mama. Marriage at? You can take her clothes off as soon as you come through the door. And you can get it whenever and wherever you want it. Where is this marriage? I ain't get the memo. What?
None of us got this one.
I'm You're stuck going, on that part.
This letter is astonishing to me. Now, here we go. I decided to tell my husband exactly how I'm feeling. So his response was, just like your mama. He said that as his wife, I'm supposed to please him.
Mm.
That's true. But he is supposed to please you too. And if I don't enjoy sex like he does, we'll need to stay married.
Ooh, after 4 months.
Now listen to me. This is the fork in the road right here. This is what this letter is all about. If you don't like sex the way I do, we don't need to stay married. She said, I don't like how he said it to me.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what he said. Hey, look here.
He said it.
You
like
heard
that.
Your mama. Huh?
That's you heard your mama.
What your mama say? Whenever, wherever. Now take your damn clothes off. See, this ain't gonna work. I don't care how he said it. Now, she said, I don't like the way he said it to me. I'm willing to compromise with him. So what is the compromise? He wanted whenever, wherever, morning and night. That's before you go to work, as soon as you get up. Because he started taking your clothes off as soon as you get in the house. So what is the compromise you gonna make? I'm gonna give you some at night. We can't do this in the morning because you're going to mess up my hair. And we're going to do it at night after dinner. Stop taking my clothes off as soon as I walk through the door.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out the compromise.
Right.
But if I fall short on the amount of sex he gets, will he cheat? I think so. I would. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Will he cheat? Yeah, that's what he's going to do. Because if I'm him thinking like this, he got cheat wrote on the wall. It ain't no way. He want it whenever, however. He take your clothes off as soon as you come into work. What kind of marriage y'all got? Am I a newlywed fool? Yeah. Yeah. But he is too, though. I think he's a lot. I think he's over the top. I don't see how this is going to work.
Right.
I don't know what your compromise is going to be. I'd love to know what it is. But right now, in his mind, whenever, wherever, you walk through the door, take your damn clothes off.
And drop them.
Yeah. y'all money ain't right because y'all lease up and you living with your mama and he living with his mama. Y'all need a stronger base.
Yeah.
Damn, get an Airbnb when the lease is up or something. Where y'all?
Thank you. Leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram and Facebook. And at steveharveyfm.com, you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.